Okay, hi everyone. It's Matt here again. For those of you following my travels, you'll know that I've just come back from Canada and the US, where I was on holiday for the last couple of weeks. I am at the moment, like anyone who's just been traveling for the last 48 hours, utterly, utterly exhausted. I had planned to record this while on the plane over the Atlantic, in fact, but the flight was just so bumpy that they didn't let us out of our seats for most of it. Anyway, it's going to take me a few days to get back into the right time zone, so if you do happen to see me and I don't recognise you, then that's probably why. Bit of a parish newsletter feel to my update this week. There's so much going on at the station that I'm really happy to report. So, first things first, International Women's Day coming up on Tuesday. I just want to thank everyone who has contributed programmes and their time to this. If the shows live up to the schedule, then we are in for a fabulous day of broadcasting. I have to confess, I've been a bit of a passenger on this. The takeover day was the brainchild of Clive Glover and given the green light by Dave Ellis. So thanks very much to you to them. Thanks also to Pat Newland. She took the lead in creating the schedule and setting up the contributions from Amanda, from Vicky Scott, from Sylvia Fountain, our Boucherai ladies, Aileen, Elise and Geraldine, Ruth, who assists on Richard Edwards' Tuesday morning show, Diana Garrett, Claudia Elspeth, Kerry Cobb, who's a new volunteer stepping in to do breakfast, Emma Lovell, Rosie. I'm really sorry if I've missed anyone out. I really don't mean to, but my brain is pretty addled by jet lag at the moment. Thank you so much for the work that you're putting into making this special day really shine. A special mention due to Matthew Layton. He works actually for Radio Response, who are our sales partner, but on this occasion he has been brushing up the skills that he acquired while he was a promotions producer for Radios 1 and 2, and has brought those to bear in making incredibly engaging promotional trails for this event that give it every chance of attracting a great listenership. We've got press releases going out, loads of social media engagement already. This is really a chance for us to shine. So please grab this opportunity with both hands. No other station I know of is doing anything like this. If you're involved, thank you so much for giving up your time and your energy, and I know it is going to be excellent. And let this be the first of many takeover days. If there's a special day like International Women's Day that you think we could be marking by putting on some different shows, then please let me know. I'll give you my email address coming up at the end of the message. So, second item, ring the sales bell again. You'll have noticed those adverts voiced by the wonderful Joanna Lumley. Well, those are ads for Austin's Funeral Care. They're a big funeral directors firm based in Hertfordshire. And one of their staff was a guest on Richard Edwards' Tuesday morning show. And between him and Matt Layton, they managed to land a deal for a year of advertising. Thank you so much to Richard Edwards and to Matthew Layton for doing this. It brings in another advertiser into the fold and yet another champion in the community for us as well. So well done, chaps. That's brilliant. Thirdly, we're going to be doing an outside broadcast from the 2016 Mayor's Pride Awards, which takes place next week at the Ardmore House Hotel in St Albans. That's just round the back of the studio as you head up towards Sandpit Lane. There's quite a different feel to it this year. Last year, the council made quite a fuss over it and they hired out the Alban Arena for the prize-giving event. This year, it's a bit more informal. It takes place on Tuesday, the 15th of March. We haven't yet finalised all the details. It probably starts, I think, around 6:30, continues until 10 p.m. Watch this space for further updates. If you have any time to help us out, we would be really, really grateful for any time you have to spare. It could be things like setting up the equipment, fetching and carrying, technical operations, back at the studio, doing the handover and the hand back. Basically, anyone to do anything is what we need. If you have any time to spare, that would be brilliant. Again, my email address coming up at the end of the message if you want to get in touch. Finally, Easter. It's only a few weeks away, and we typically have some special programmes for Good Friday and Easter Monday. If you'd like to contribute a programme, then please get in touch with me. Finally, Facebook. Radio Verulam Volunteers Facebook group is really active at the moment, and there's a load of chatter about current operational issues, general interest, pleas for help. It's really great, actually, and I'm so pleased with how it's going. I hope people do find it useful. The group is closed, so only volunteers with Radio Verulam can join. No one else can see it. The address of the group is www.facebook.com/groups/Radio Verulam Volunteers, all one word. That's www.facebook.com/groups/Radio Verulam Volunteers. Finally, We saved the date of Wednesday, the 9th of March, a little while ago for a social meetup. It's taking place at the Peacock Pub, which is the pub right next to the studios on the Hatfield Road. It's right next to us and the Yoga Hall. It's had a swanky new refit as well in the last couple of weeks. So let's go and see what all the fuss is about and meet our neighbours. It's this Wednesday, about 7 o'clock-ish. My wallet will only be open for 5 minutes, so make sure you're there to take advantage. My address is, as ever, about anything to do with the above, or anything else at all to do with Radio Verulam. My email address is matt.jones@radioverulam.com. That's matt.jones@radioverulam.com. Do not hesitate to get in touch with me about anything and everything. Feedback, comments, complaints, suggestions, praise, whatever. I want to hear about it. matt.jones@radioverulam.com. So my week is mainly going to be trying to adjust my head back into the correct time zone. Trying to do a day's work while actually staying awake at my computer, which is going to be quite a challenge. I hope you have a fabulous week. I'm going to be listening all day on Tuesday to International Women's Day. I think it's going to go really well. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great week. Bye for now.